From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of April 20th, 2020. That's a recent mid-afternoon sound of a carpenter bee gathering nectar from a patch of spring wildflowers and, at the same time, possibly helping to pollinate the plants. While the coronavirus pandemic may have you staying mostly indoors this spring, outdoors, the processes of emergence, growth, and reproduction are happening for many plants, including the species that was being visited by the bee you just heard. Have a listen to that bee for about 15 more seconds and see if you can guess this species of riverside-inhabiting, spring-blooming plant, whose name includes a familiar state, a primary color, and a ringing device. If you guessed Virginia bluebells, you're right. This plant is known for the striking blue color of its flowers, which actually start out pink and change color as the plant develops. Virginia bluebells are found over much of the eastern United States, including in Virginia's mountains and Piedmont regions. Their preferred native habitat is forested floodplains along rivers and streams. In those places, the plants have rich, moist soils, water flow that can spread the plant's seeds, and, as is adapted to by many spring wildflowers, a tree canopy that allows enough light in springtime for the plant to emerge and reproduce before the summer's heavy shade develops. Along some streams, such as the Potomac River tributaries Bull Run and Cedar Run in Prince William County, Virginia bluebells have established such prolific and attractive populations that visitors flock to see the spring blooms. Virginia bluebells is a lovely descriptive name, but this species has several other names too, including Virginia cowslip, Roanoke bells, gentleman's breeches, lungwort, and oysterleaf. By any name, this plant occupies a significant place along waterways and in plant lovers' opinions. As stated by Nancy Hugo in her account of Virginia bluebells as the Virginia Native Plant Society's 1989 Wildflower of the Year, quote, "Few blues in nature rival the blue of Virginia bluebells, and a single clump in a garden or a stand of thousands along a stream is a beautiful sight." We close with some music appropriate for Virginia bluebells and other spring wildflowers. Here's about 25 seconds of Flowers of the Forest by the longtime Blacksburg and Roanoke, Virginia-based band, No Strings Attached. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.